Unit 3, Health and Fitness. Speaker A, Charlotte.
In my first year of secondary school, I put on a lot of weight. Partially, it was because I wasn't really happy about my new school, and partially, it was because I had stopped taking my swimming lessons. I have to admit, it didn't really bother me until a pretty blonde-haired and blue-eyed girl joined my English class. I really wanted her to like me, so I decided to change my looks. I made a resolution, and I was determined to keep it. Every morning, I woke up early and went for a jog in the park before school. I also decided to eat healthy foods, never skip breakfast, and pay close attention to keeping proteins, fat, carbohydrates, fiber, vitamins, and minerals in balance in my diet. For breakfast, I usually had something healthy, such as a banana yogurt smoothie, baked eggs and spinach, avocado toast, cheese and tomato toast, scrambled eggs, or oatmeal. I also replace fast food snacks with fruit, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, and instead of coffee, I had green tea. After a couple of weeks, the first results started to show. I was losing weight, wasn't breathless after climbing the stairs, and could join in with the basketball team in PE lessons. Till this day, I don't know whether the pretty girl liked me or not, but in a way, I am grateful to her for my getting into shape and feeling happy about my appearance.
Speaker B, Noah. I was overworked, stressed out, exhausted, and constantly rushing from one place to the next. My siblings, friends, and classmates took for granted that I would do anything they asked me to, and I did. Even when it was too much, I couldn't turn them down. I ended up cleaning the house instead of my sister, helping my brother write his homework, giving English lessons to my best friend, and helping my classmates with their projects. As a result, I didn't have time for myself, my hobbies, and for relaxing. Then I made up my mind. All I had to do was learn to say no. Everyone was surprised when I said no for the first time, but they got used to it and perhaps realised how self-centred and selfish they had been. Speaker C, Amelia.
I used to be extremely figure conscious. I worked out in the gym 5 times a week, followed a healthy lifestyle, never skipped breakfast, ate regularly, drank plenty of liquids, had fruits and vegetables for snacks, and one proper meal at lunchtime. Then, I decided to keep a training log where I noted every workout and planned my meals for the whole week. After a while, I planned a workout for each day of the week and decided not to have lunch. With my friends, I could talk about nothing but my fitness goals and the weight I needed to lose. One day, my best friend, who was fed up to the back teeth with me constantly complaining about how fat I was, made me take a photo of myself while working out in the gym. It was a real eye-opener. In the picture, I could see a young girl with sunken cheeks, hollow eyes, and wrinkles. I haven't opened my training log since that day. Now, I eat when I'm hungry, drink when I'm thirsty, and sleep when I'm tired. And instead of hours spent in the gym, I take long walks with my friends.
Speaker D, William. I was sitting in the GP's waiting room for my regular checkup when a boy of about my age arrived with his mother. It was clear he wasn't feeling well. He looked exhausted and complained of back pain, headaches, blurred vision, and weight loss. His mother was really concerned for his well-being and kept asking him about how much time he had spent online the previous night. She tried to talk some sense into him and persuade him to stop playing online games, watching movies, and surfing the internet aimlessly till late at night. It was at that moment that it dawned on me. My dry eyes, neck pain, and insomnia were caused by me scrolling through websites for hours every evening. Seeing the boy in such a miserable condition was a real eye-opener. I realised I didn't want my computer to ruin my friendships, education, or health. Speaker E, Evelyn.
What made me change my lifestyle? Well, most people would say obesity, health problems, or a desire to look pretty, slim, and attractive. For me, it was the moment when my little brother fell off the merry-go-round in the park. Joy and happiness turned into tragedy in a split second. He had hurt his head, was bleeding heavily, and I completely panicked. I didn't know how to stop the bleeding and calm him down before the paramedics arrived. Fortunately, the injury wasn't serious, and in a month or two, he was back in the park playing with his friends. However, the situation taught me a lesson. I realized that I'm the one responsible for my own health and well-being, and in some situations, also for my family members. As a result, I include more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fat-free dairy products, and lean meats into my diet. Luckily, I have never had a weight problem, but I finally started skateboarding, which I always wanted to try. I know, it's not exactly the safest sport, but I always wear knee pads, elbow pads, gloves, and a helmet to avoid injuries. I also feel huge responsibility for my little brother and all my family members. That's why I took a first aid course where I learned about various fractures, dislocations, sprains, strains, resuscitation, and also about how to control bleeding.